Well, one of the things I want to focus upon is that I was very prepared going to Israel. Academically, I was prepared both Judaic and in the secular studies. I was exposed to many different rabbis and teachers' approaches to Tanakh and to Judaism and to life concepts that really made me, you know, be ready for the classes I took at Jalabin. Also, the Hebrew language department really increased my Hebrew skills. I took Netza for 4 years, and I really thank all the Netza teachers for allowing me to learn Hebrew and for really like helping me with my Hebrew skills. Is that question?
Perla, did Tyr in Israel make a difference to you, to your life, that you can tell so far in terms of your being in college now? Do you feel different than those, you know, students that perhaps didn't take a gap year, didn't go to Israel?
I think that I didn't on to Israel because I'm able to, you know, maybe grab a sefer from a bookshelf and not be scared and not be afraid of being overwhelmed or not having to understand something, and I could open something and, you know, with a dictionary, of course, just be able to understand it. And I think that Israel, the whole Israel experience, being in Israel and being in seminary, really helped, it contributed to deciding who I want to be, what path I want to take, and that's, I'm thankful for that experience because many things that I've taken upon really is an effect of going to Israel.
Spending a year in Israel is that there's really no other year like this. It's, you know, what I would describe it as a year specifically for yourself to focus on study, your studies, learning Torah, just immersing yourself in an environment like that. And not only academically, but also the year in Israel is key in developing yourself as a person. You have, you know, rabbis where the focus is really on reaffirming your religious beliefs and your faith. And, you know, you have rabbis there to ask any questions you might have about, you know, Judaism, about anything, really just life, about your character, about how to just really be a mensch, you know, and become an independent, mature person. And I wanted to also make up a couple points about, choosing a place and just what to expect when, you know, from the year and what to, you know, really look to be gaining from it. In terms of choosing a place, there's a whole slew of yeshivot in Israel. They all have a different, main focus and a different mantra that they're going to be focusing on with the kids. That goes across the spectrum. There are places that are much more, you know, learning intensive, where, you know, for more advanced level, where, you know, you're learning the Gemara all day and the sources inside. There are places that are, you know, there for beginner level, focusing on skill building and reinforcing basic, tenets of Judaism. There are places that focus more on Tiulim and really pride themselves on that, and, you know, learning by experience, going to the places where the stories in Tanakh happened, and really, learning from experiencing it firsthand. Another important note is that in terms of the adjustment, it's, you know, it is a different country, you're away from home, and they officially speak a different Hebrew there, although there's a lot of English going on. But it's, you know, important to know that it will be a tough adjustment initially, and just not to panic because of that. You are, you know, living 6,000 miles away from home. It's a totally new environment with new friends. You know, it's harder to learn to get around. It's a different country, a different culture. But it's important to know that after a couple weeks, everyone does settle in. They fall into a routine. You find your niche of friends, and then you can really focus on dedicating yourself to your learning and just focusing on you. Again, like I said before, it's a year for you to focus on your studies and to grow as a person. Just a couple notes about what to expect and, from the outcome. You will only get out of this year what you put into it. You know, it's a year for you to focus on yourself and to be, mentored by the Rebbeim, and also to maintain that connection in the future when you come back to America to go to college, or whatever you do afterwards. If you ever have any questions in the future, you can maintain that line. You know, you can ask, call them up, you can ask them any questions you have, and it's really just a nice support network to have. Just one last note, when you're going into this year, going with an open mind. It's a totally new experience, new environment. You know, if you've always wanted to explore, you know, a certain topic or a sefer, and you've just never had the time or motivation to open it up, this is the place to do it. You know, go up to somebody, say, you want to learn this, and just, you know, enjoy and explore new things, and just be open, and it can really work for you.
Yoni, thank you so much. Are there any questions?
Go to high school.
Yoni, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.